4-H Club has a pen out here, a set of pens where they do their roping and all that riding and stuff. County judge was telling me they, on that CETA program, they got a student at Sam Houston who reportedly was not taking a full course. He said he found out he was. And he was given the job of painting those metal pens. Judge said he could do it in a week himself without working too hard. That boy had a contract under CETA for 5 months at $500 a month, $2,500. And that's what they're fighting about now, trying to override the president's veto, you know, on this job-making bill. And I think they said that the bill that he vetoed, each job would have cost the government $35,000. Well, I'm getting off of the Houston-Galveston Area Council because I can't stand it. It's driving me crazy to see all that money being spent. A lot of them say, well, if we don't spend it, somebody else will. I guess they will. But I still think you've got to stand up for what you think is right. I can't see how the federal government can keep on spending money it doesn't have. And people your age are the ones that are going to be the hurt the most about it. You have to pay it back. Or lose everything you've got. Be a communist country or a socialistic country.
Which was nice of her.
And there is, in my opinion, there's very little difference between a socialist and a communist.
Very nice. They sure won't let me get over this other thing.
My expression, my wife doesn't agree with me, is that I am a socialist, I am a communist. One is a polite name for the other. Because I want what you've got, and when I get it, I'll be the same sorry capitalistic son of a bitch that you are now. And I don't see much difference. One, communism, just a little more radical than socialism. They both got the same idea, that everybody owns everything. And I've never seen any socialistic proposition that was successful. They put them in these community farms over here, about 40 miles from here. Mrs. Thompson was a real honest to God person interested in other people, and she thought it would work. They had community gardens. The gardens grew up in grass. You know, everybody was afraid he'd do a little more work than somebody else, or somebody else would get more of the turnips than he did. So nobody grew anything. Built them fine houses. Government built the houses, so sold them to them. Had to take them back. They went all to pieces.
What's this project over here, sir?
It was called Wood Lake. And friends of ours in Houston bought part of that Wood Lake property. They thought it was a nice ranch in there. But the house, they improved the house, but it was a good house to start with. One of those government project houses. Oh, rented it to them for $20 a month or something like that. Some practically giving it to them. I don't think they could even collect that. They went fishing all the time. They didn't do any work. Whenever you can't keep any part of what you make, you're not going to be much interested in working very hard. You're going to do just as little as you can get by with. If you can't profit by your own labor.